96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 11th of May, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. If you heard that music, I got to start off the show by wishing my best friend, my partner in life, Tina Johnson, a happy, happy, happy birthday. It is her birthday today, and I have to make sure that she enjoys it. So if you see one Tina Johnson on the road today, give her a happy birthday from me. Just find me and I can compensate you when I see you and I put my hand on these Ganeb this summer. I can see you straight. But she deserves it. One of the loyalest, smartest, most resilient Bahamians there are out there. And if it weren't for Tina Johnson, there would be no seasonal sunshine. It turns out that she is the sunshine in our life, our community. And I got to say one more time, happy birthday, Tina Johnson. I hope you are having a great day wherever you are right now, Spiller Gayden. I had to get that out. I also got to send a happy birthday to Kieran Cam Cartwright. My cuz, happy birthday. Cuz, I hope you, belated birthday, I hope you had a great, great, great day. Jay Comed, happy birthday. Haven't seen you in a minute. I know you are keeping all the art and artifacts and antiques safe wherever you are. A protector of history, of culture, personal culture that you see reflected in the treasures that people hold dear to them. Anyways, plenty, plenty happy birthday out there. If I didn't call your name, I hope you are having a wonderful day. A couple of notices on Saturday. Saturday is Global Big Day in Birding. And all over the country, particularly in New Providence, that's where we are, people will be birding, bird watching all over the place. And you can definitely stop into BNT, Bahamas National Trust, to check out all of the birding activities that they're going to have organized there. Maybe find a team to join up with and go bird watching across the island. Also, coming up in the next couple of weeks, May 22nd is World Biodiversity Day. World Biodiversity Day. As a good agriculture friend of mine says, he's very glad that all of us are different. We all, some of us are weird, some of us are strange, because what a boring world it would be if we were all the same. May 22nd is World Biodiversity Day. Okay, guys, so I was supposed to have a guest in studio this morning. They are not joining me. I was supposed to have representatives from PAHO in, but that's okay. Hopefully, we will get them in soon. If you remember, PAHO is the Pan-American Health Organization. It's a specialized international health agency for the Americas. There's a couple of things in PAHO news that I want to mention. And so today is going to be like an open line day. What's in the news? We could get back to some of the topics that I mentioned on Monday that we didn't get into, and some of what is in the news today. A National Review main caption is Spotlight on Cannabis. And on the second part of the fold, closer to the people, local government for New Providence, long promised, never delivered. Breadbasket costs rise. Global factors lead government to approve more price hikes. RBDF on alert as Haitian vessel traffic increases. I tell you what has increased: social media or anecdotal reports of increased landings on family islands. Second COVID booster shots now available for some groups. Colby Davis defends Pinecrest subdivision after heavy rains. And so there's lots to talk about in the news this morning. You can call us at 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. That's 325-4316 or 325-4259. On the clock has a WhatsApp number. You could text the show at 428-0719 as well. Remember, we're streaming live audio and video on GuardianTalkRadio.com. You can listen on TV on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or Flow, channel 612. Or you can download the Guardian Radio app for your Apple or Android smart devices and listen to our audio feed or watch us on our video feed right there on the Guardian Radio app. So, some interesting news coming out of PAHO. Tomorrow, the 12th of May, is International Nurses Day. And in celebration of International Nurses Day, PAHO calls for collectively strengthening the nursing workforce. The COVID-19 pandemic has had a significant impact on health, life, and livelihoods in the region of the Americas, causing a social and economic crisis marked by massive unemployment, impoverishment, and the worsening of long-standing inequalities. The pandemic also exposed chronic underinvestment in human resources for health and the lack of systems with information on the development, makeup, and attributes of interprofessional health teams. As health systems have expanded, countries have found it difficult to hire, deploy, protect, and retain health workers, including psychosocial support for frontline workers. And in a recent story, in fact, in a recent editorial from the Tribune highlighting Nurses Month and dynamics in the nursing field, the editorial reads, with Principal Nursing Officer Cheryl Bain saying, at the beginning of COVID-19, I can tell you the fear was there. And during the pandemic, unfortunately, we lost one nurse. So in Grand Bahama, we lost a nurse to COVID-19. And then Nurse Bain goes on to say that at one point, 45 nurses and support staff were out at the same time. And that's in Grand Bahama. Wow, that's a huge number of nurses and support staff to lose at one time. Staff numbers dwindled, with Nurse Bain saying that she lost about 31 registered nurses who left both Bahamians and expats who went abroad. So it says, the note from PAHO says, as health systems have expanded, countries have found it difficult to hire, deploy, protect, and retain health workers, including psychosocial support for frontline workers. And we see in Grand Bahama, the statistics show that in the Bahamas, the same thing is playing out. In 2021, the World Health Organization adopted the document Global Strategic Directions on Nursing and Midwifery 2021-2025. Covering four key policy areas: education, jobs, leadership, and service delivery. Its recommendations include, but are not limited to, 1, educate enough midwives and nurses with competencies to meet population health needs. create jobs, manage migration, and recruit and retain midwives and nurses where they are most needed. Strengthen nursing and midwifery leadership throughout health and academic systems and ensure that these staff are supported, respected, protected, motivated, and equipped to safely and optimally contribute in their service delivery setting. And I thought that this was an important note to make. I think in today's paper, there are follow-ups on the continued conversation with the nurses' union on the status of PMH and working conditions for nurses. And I can't quote, I'm not going to take the time to try and find that article right now, but I will say this. I am certain that I heard on a news report a representative from the nurses' union or a nurse saying that the unions, and it's a question mark I'm putting here, did the unions pay for air conditioning units to be repaired or for temporary air conditioning units to be placed in specific areas in PMH? Also, how is it that in 2022, that nurses are complaining of mold and rodents? Mold and rodents still in PMH. That makes absolutely no sense to me. Also, that nurses are out with respiratory issues and waiting on results. The report suggesting that perhaps one or two nurses would have already detected mold in their lungs. And so, at the beginning of the week and last week, the Ministry of Health and Wellness is indicating, or is talking to the public, communicating about their efforts to increase the nursing supply, the increased staff in the nursing area. We hope that this all goes well, but I have to say this, why are you hiring more nurses to work in spaces that are not fit for nurses or for patients? It's almost as if you're not afraid that somebody gonna sue y'all. And my friend reminded me that, look, Aaron, suing is a is an American thing. You can't really sue. We don't have like those libel laws here. You can't really sue people here like that. Well, I think with the 2,000 plus lawyers that we have in this country constantly scrapping for work but never really focusing on the people that need their support the most, that somebody could figure out how we're going to introduce those laws in the country. I like the emphasis on midwifery in the PAHO statement. I mean, it's not just an emphasis in the statement, but in the programming, in the policy, there is a focus, right? There is a focus on midwifery, because I would hate for us to forget that we have a crisis in the maternity ward at PMH. We have a crisis just because there are too many informal instances coming to the public, people registering informal complaints of negligence, dereliction of duty, concern about deaths of babies, deaths of mothers. That's not necessarily the crisis. The crisis is the lack of a response to these claims. The crisis is the lack of a cogent, coherent conversation with the Bahamian people about what is happening at PMH and the PHA and the wider health care facility. What is happening on the family islands? What is the plan for increasing capacity on the family islands? the last thing that we heard, Clay Sweeting indicating that they're going to build two hospitals in Saudi Lutra, and not even South Saudi Lutra. And people tell you there's like more like Central Lutra. People are dying while we wait for a clear communication from PMH and PHA about what is happening at the hospital. What we need to do is we need to put a moratorium on politicians, government officials, and members of the political class leaving the country for health care until the health care crisis has been resolved in the country. All right, I got a couple of texts here. Aaron, thanks for the song intro. Tell Ancient Man to start working on a new album and also start performing again. We miss that voice. Yes, yes. Good morning, Ancient Man. If you wanted to, you know, perform a happy birthday concert for me and my friend or for anybody, everybody will be there. We miss you for real. We want to hear you singing again. Another text. Great show as usual. Two schools in Nassau is now closed because of COVID. I would see this thing flashing through the social medias, and I was waiting for a more substantive report in the newspapers or the television news before I brought that discussion to the radio. But if a representative from the Ministry of Education could reach out to the show, 323-6232-325-4316 or 325-4259. Maybe even just drop a word with the producer. You don't even have to come on air. Or text the show at 422-4796. I did see the story, the concern that the teacher, the principal, in attempting to stop a fight or a little conflict, was hit or grazed. I've seen a lot of different language by one of the students who were involved in the little conflict. I want to remind y'all that we are quick to criminalize young people. Like, we want to throw them in jail. They ain't got no manners. They also don't have any sense because they're hormonal, because their bodies are changing, right? Like, we remember that. Be easy with them. Be easy with them, right? We deal with them with a firm hand, not a heavy hand. Producer, I see we got a caller on the line. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm glad you brought up the topic for PMH. My wife just had a baby in PMH, and the experience that she had, she told me about, it's only because the grace of God was with her. She came out alive. I mean, the reason why you have so much derelict of duty is because you have a lot of foreign people who work at nighttime, and they don't care. It's nothing important. It was just a government job. They don't care about you, okay? She literally, I had to sneak things in there to save this woman's life. Electric keep her day in a cold, freezing room, and nobody checks on them. A girl almost died if she didn't have electric keep her to save this girl's life. No blanket, all right? They wouldn't even give her no milk if she can't even spring her breast. So you won't get no milk. There's nothing left here. I had to sneak milk inside there. I had to sneak all kind of things inside there, okay? These people are negligent, and they don't care, and the people don't know what's going on. And when people die, they cover it up. Or when things happen, well, that must have been COVID. That must have been something else. But you have a lot of foreigners who don't care because they're not Bahamians, and that's not their responsibility.
I appreciate what you're saying. I'm glad that your wife survived, you know, whatever untoward situations or substandard environment that she would have faced in the hospital. I'm so sorry that she would have to go through that at such a precarious time, right? And at such a delicate time as pregnancy and delivering a child. Let's be careful, you know, let's measure our words and be careful how we attribute blame at this point. I'm not discounting your wife's personal experience at all. You know, let's just be measured in our speech. That way we can sustain a more coherent conversation. But trust me, there are tons and tons and tons of various complaints coming in from two family members, from family members in the hospital to the general public via social media about the conditions or the lack of conditions at PMH and some of our other healthcare facilities, a.k.a. clinics. I see we have another call on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Ms. Green.
Good morning. How you do?
Yeah, I'm on fire. You know, the thing is, Ms. Green, I'm not going to be here forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I will stay on fire because, you know, we have become selfish and snobbish in this human journey, right?
Mm-hmm.
The last caller, you know, he made a very interesting point, and I'm not going to dismiss anything that he said, you know, because he's lived it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this problem can easily be solved, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do, I have some young females in the inner city, all right? And I spoke with them, and I trying to get them to come on so they can tell you what they experienced in their childbirth
mm-hmm.
and the maternity ward. So what the government needs to do is pay these nurses what they deserve so they can calm their nerves and deal with people. Now, when I was in the hospital, a foreign nurse, actually a Filipino, saved my life from blood clots because I was neglected in the night. I almost had to walk up the ward and walk down the A&E. That's my experience now. Yes, what I was doing. I was actually studying the effects of air conditioning systems at low temperatures on the mucosa.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is I'm finding out now that when you be in air conditions for prolonged periods of time, it dries the mucosa. Hence, then the mucosa has antibodies, IgA, in it. So that means that when you dry your mucosa, you become more susceptible to pathogens. That is why my cousin, everybody, people who work at the gaming board and these government offices, that is why they're always coughing, you know, with these molds, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
This is nothing new. This has nothing to do with me. And the thing is, I don't want to hear anything about cannabis until these jokers, right, get a gas chromatography or mass spectrometer. We had to send off blood samples to the States. This is an inglorious moment for us. How do we know if they're even telling us the truth? They are, probably will, but how do we know? This is why we need these facilities. I heard someone is mentioning about upgrading the lab facilities and
yeah.
capabilities, right,
mm-hmm.
which is what it is. But the thing is, when you want to dispense, if you have industrial hemp, it doesn't matter if you test it or not because it's not going to be for human use. But when you're dealing with human consumption, if cannabis has about 400-something isolates
yeah.
and about 100 that are common, all right, cannabinoids and cannabidiols and whatever, right, then
yeah.
you can't just put this out to the public with this place and go in, especially you go in hydroponically. But we need to wake up as a human race. I'm not going to be a part of anybody's experiment and mind games. Apparently, the educated amongst us are being not taught how to think, all right, and this is what I'm seeing. And so I have people who are willing to come on and say what their experience is. This problem could easily be solved, you know. But no one is willing to do it. The same way no one is willing to disclose the truth about Pfizer's vaccine because the data is out. Nobody's reading it about decreased T lymphocyte production and immunosuppression post-vaccination. Man, we need to put on some gonads here, man. All of us are just sheep running around the pasture fighting on one another while the world is getting here and people doing whatever they do. God help us all. Have a good day,
man. Did you leave the number with the producer? Oh, I was trying to. I didn't want to cut you off. It's okay, 52. Listen, and so you're right. In today's paper, if you turn to The Guardian to page A2, the headline, Monroe, government in advanced stages of establishing national forensic lab. I think what 52, a part of what he was saying is, look, we could talk about cannabis all we want, but until we have the technology established in the country to truly own our own product and our own industry, we just wasting our time again. Now, Monroe's talking about the national forensic lab, and surely a part of what you're talking about in the spectrometer could be included in that facility or as a part of that facility. Boy, listen, and that thing about the AC, first of all, I don't know why Bahamians sitting in the middle of the Caribbean acting like they from Canada gotta wear wool. I gotta wear a wool suit because it's cold in this office. It's cold in this office in the Bahamas. The only reason your office has to be cold is to cool the computers. The computers could be in a room that is cold, and everybody else could be in properly acclimated, air-conditioned rooms to reflect the nature of the environment that you're in. And people would be so much more healthy, and we'd be spending less money running AC day and night in government offices. Ain't no wonder. I'm waiting for the first politician to say, oh, you catch me in my office? No, I was just really trying to, you know, conserve because the AC is on all the time. Cheapest I spend some time here and soak it up. I'm waiting for the first politician to say that. We got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How you do?
I'm fine, thank you. Hope you're doing great.
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Listen, the gentleman that called in reference to his, and I noticing a knock PMH day, but the one who called in reference to his experience.
Yes.
You know, I have me one of those experiences. However, my experience was the opposite. The foreign nurses were the one that actually ran to my assistant.
Mm-hmm.
The Bahamian nurses looked down their noses at me as if I was, I guess, faking. However, I went into PMH for food poisoning and walked out there with broken finger, crushed bone.
What? Okay.
In the wheelchair.
Yeah.
And my blood pumping, my fingernail pop out of the nail bed. The nurse looked down her nose. I mean, a male nurse Philippine dashed to me and catch my finger from hitting the ground and put something on there, bandage me up while the nurse is whispering, oh, she's just playing with that. My finger just got crushed in the wheelchair.
Wow.
So my experience at PMH is I would not advise anybody if they could avoid it, to avoid it, because I spent hours in there, and the nurses were complaining that this one he had tea break yet. And mind you, all the time they just stand up talking. Persons to be served. Nobody's serving anybody, but they yapping.
Yeah.
I know that the pay is not up to standard for them. However, that is a profession that they choose. They didn't choose that for high pay. They choose that because it's supposed to have been something that they love and want to do.
Yeah.
When you love something and you work with what you get, the pay may be an issue for you, but not going to be that much of an issue to keep you from doing your job properly.
Yes, ma'am.
They need some human-to-human training. Not just the science part of it, but they need some human-to-human training, because a lot of those foreign nurses, they have more love and care for you than your own. I have experienced that personally.
Absolutely. Look here now. I just want to share this joke with you, ma'am. We got a texter here that said to thank you for telling the story so graphically before lunch, right? But I want to tell that texter, you had to tell the story. Because just like in the hospital, if they don't see you bleeding out, if they don't see your head falling off, they're not quite certain whether you're sick or not.
Hold on, but my finger was bleeding.
This is the point I'm making. Like,
they looked at me as if I had just played a prank on someone.
Yeah.
At the same time, I'm going through the phases of food poisoning, the whole, you know, how it does with your body.
Yeah.
And the fact that your head's spinning and all these things. But I was faking.
Yeah.
According to them.
Yeah.
And they still send me a bill for the cast that I put on my finger. After they broke my finger.
And you know what's interesting is, you know, we're going to be quick, you know, we're quick to say, oh, Bahamians have a disregard for other Bahamians. But what we find across the world, across the developed world, the global north in particular, is that women of color are constantly not complaining, because complaining is not the word, reporting, where reporting mechanisms are available, that they believe that they are receiving substandard treatment from healthcare facilities. One instance is that they are constantly being accused of seeking drugs. Like, oh, miss, you ain't really in pain. I believe you's a drug addict. You only come in here to try get some drugs. Or lying about the intensity of the pain so that the doctor will prescribe a higher dose of medication.
You know, it's weird that you said that, because the nurse actually said, she didn't say the medication part to me, but she said, I only come in there to look for day off sick slip.
Wow. Wow, it's like they don't know that people...
I had to be toast in there. Somebody had to toast me in there.
Listen,
but
ma'am.
I only come in to try and get a sick slip.
Yeah, I got to go to a break, but I'd like to thank you for sharing your story, because we don't believe it until people tell it. And we don't believe it until it's extreme, right? Oh, yeah. Champagne, until you see the... Anyway, to that text, I ain't going to say anything graphic. But thank you very much for sharing your experience with us this morning. We can go to a break, producer, and then we're going to get to the rest of these texts. I thought I broke my toe. This is shortly after breaking my ankle many, many years ago, almost 20 plus years ago. And I went to PMH. I had crutches. I had to make my way to PMH. I guess because I made my way to PMH, they didn't believe my toe was broken. when I ask, you know, what's the timeline for an x-ray, the person look at me and say, Miss, you know, you come back in 2 weeks to get your toe x-ray, man. Live. And then I asked for the patient's advocate, not because I'd ever been there before, because I saw a sign on the door. And I just want to thank the person for not laughing directly in my face when I asked for the patient's advocate. But they were of some help. So if you're in PMH and you're not getting any assistance, you got to go look for that office that says patient's advocate and demand that you see the advocate before you go forward with anything that you're uncomfortable with. Anyway, we got to go to this break. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back. You're on the clock.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches. Fidelity, we're good
for you. Play this record as frequently as possible.
Friday, May 20th, it's time to feel good.
It's Star Wars 6 and Four Walls.
Feel good Friday.
Classic.
The Star 106 Anniversary Edition.
Happening at the Four Walls Squash and Social Club Village Road.
It's the after work.
I got so
early vibes.
Vintage.
Block party.
Exclusively for the grown and sexy.
With the best in throwback classics.
Happening at the new outdoor terrace bar at Four Walls.
Limited tickets on sale now at the Nassau Guardian and Four Walls for $20 in advance.
Come out early to enjoy the open room bar from 5 to 6 p.m.
This is a strictly cashless party.
So bring your old school dancing moves with your new school payment options.
Feel Good Fridays, Friday, May 20th.
The city of Miami is waiting for you, and Island Pay wants to take you there. Yes, you heard that correctly. Island Pay is giving away 5 priceless trips to Miami for 2 people just for using your MasterCard prepaid card. Every $30 you spend gets you a chance to win. Whether it's on groceries, gas, diapers, clothes, gifts, online, and others, it's all counting and getting you closer to an unforgettable experience in Miami. Don't have an Island Pay MasterCard yet? No problem. Get yours today. And Island Pay will give you $15 back. Island Pay, a better way to pay, a better way to win. Promotion running March 21st to May 18th, 2022. Conditions apply. Visit islandpay.com to learn more.
Good morning. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green. It is Wednesday, the 11th of May, 2022. And during the break, I just realized something. I want to send a get well soon wish to the Governor General of the Bahamas. I just realized that we haven't really gotten a status report on his health. And, you know, to some extent, that is his private business. But he is the Governor General, and we are all concerned about his health. But what prompted that, I just realized that my birthday was last week, and the Governor General didn't come and bring me a fruit basket so I could look at him and say, look here, Cousin Vera, that's my cousin from Eleuthera. I just like her. I like money, right? I missed that opportunity, Governor General. So you gotta get well soon, so we could have a belated birthday meeting and greeting. Get well soon, sir. We are all praying for you. Boy, I get plenty texts here. We're going to get through these texts. The first text says, condolences to the family of the late Colin Thompson, brother of Michael Thompson and uncle of Clay Thompson. May he rest in peace. Condolences. Another text. Aaron, do you have a contact for 52, please? 52, please call back and give the producer the contact. I want it primarily, and then I get it. This place in contact for you and share it to you, 52. Another text. Miss Green, Guardian Radio need to give 52 a talk show. He is a smart guy. Yeah, man, like this guy, 52, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, we need to have like a show called Community Center, right? Where we talk about those things. But when I put this show together, Half Cut History, I like the Half Cut History, I have 52 on as a regular contributor. But, you know, if you don't drink, you could still come on my show and just pretend to be half cut. Good morning, Miss Green. The things that take place in that PMH, we could talk about 20 talk shows. We could take about 20 talk shows to talk about them. Don't I know it? I was in PMH with pneumonia and high blood pressure 4 days after giving birth. I was on an IV drip. It had finished and my blood started to come up in the tube. I called the nurse. She didn't come and had to call a few times. When she finally came, she said to me, "This here is how you're supposed to do it. You don't have to call the Calvary." And I was in awe. This was a Bahamian nurse. Did she come in and tell you how to alert the nurse properly, or did she come and show you how to deal with the empty IV properly? Like, she was showing you how to be a nurse? And you're so ungrateful, miss, and she's trying to give you a free nursing lesson. Anyway, I apologize that you had to go through that, your time at the hospital, particularly right after giving birth. Another text, Miss Green, that lady was correct. It was a male and Filipino nurse showed me love while on the ward. The head nurse told me, "I'm looking for attention. Take 2 Motrin and go sleep." They tell you that in the hospital too? I thought only your parents used to tell you pee and go bed. Stop making noise. My bladder almost burst because of blood clots, to which most nurses are ignorant about catheters and urination. I am telling you, I am sorry that you had to go through that at this most delicate and troubling time. Another text, great show as usual. I broke. Thank you for that joke. Thank you for that joke, texter. But the texter says, "One day, could I host a show with you, 2 people from Fox Hill on the radio? That would be powerful. When people call the show, you could be politically correct, and I could respond to them and say what you really want to say. It would be a great show." Also, another text. "Plastic cup prices are too high, and the customers are too obese. This is upsetting me, because this can't be healthy." I'm trying to see the correlation there, but rising prices are a concern. We cannot change. We can't drop the prices. They are what they are. But we can present people with strategies to deal with rising prices, right? One of the things we got to start doing is by forming buying co-ops. You got to find family members that you trust. Designate one family member to the team, and y'all begin strategizing how you're going to purchase in bulk. But the purchasing in bulk isn't the biggest part. That's the easy part. First of all, you're going to figure out where you're going to get your buckets and your sealed containers from. You need, once you buy in bulk, you need to ensure that you could keep that food for as long as possible. So what you're going to do is you're going to try and find a pool company and ask to buy, or if you can have empty buckets with lids, the chlorine tablets, you just need to wash out the buckets. They're not horrible. I mean, you know, the buckets are sanitized. And then the next important thing is meal planning. Determining how much food you're going to consume over a set period of time and portioning out your food to ensure that you could stick to that ration. All right, thank you. Thank you. Now, here's a text. It says, no, 52 doesn't need a talk show. He's extremely intelligent, but is unable to communicate his points effectively. This is a common problem among people in highly technical fields. Some of these fields hire intermediaries to communicate digestible information to the public. Yeah. I feel what you're saying. He wouldn't have to be the only host on the show. See how this thing works. That's why duos are so great. The same way the person, the other texter say, y'all need to have me on, like the Key and Peele angry president translator, the president translator, right? In a similar way, you would have a support staff, right? You would have a co-host to help explain the technical terms in layman's language. He is extremely intelligent, and he could have a show, and we just make the information more digestible to the public. But the public also has to be prepared to expand itself and get ready for that higher level of discourse. Aaron, could you please ask BTC to stop sending these annoying text message promotions? Every 5 seconds, does IRCA have a do not call registry to prevent these nuisances? You know what? That's a good idea. It's a good idea. You know, IRCA is leading the charge to modernize telecommunications in the Bahamas. We just need now to focus on those modern things that aim to protect the consumer or customer in this whole business of internet service and telecommunication service provision. IRCA does a lot to protect the service providers from each other, and at every time it feels as if, you know, they're working to protect the customer from the consumer. But that is something that IRCA should be focused on. A do not call registry to prevent these nuisances. Absolutely. Also, in the news, like technically in the news, it's not in the paper, but I've seen the communications myself. I want to say thank you to Rev Bahamas for compensating their consumers due to a loss of service over, I think it was last weekend. Like, thank you greatly. Because as far as I am concerned, most days my service is only worth 89 cents too. I've seen the letters. I've seen letters indicating that people have been, some people 89 cents, $1.34. Somebody got 39 cents compensation. Listen, I'm so glad that my name is not on that paper, because I would tell you, please keep your 39 cents and see if you could use that to fix your service. Like, fix your guide. It's 2022. Could we have a guide from the 21st century? Why you keep giving us this 1974 guide when the infancy of satellite? Why your guide don't work? Cable Bahamas still. Why when I leave the channel to go to the guide, I can't see the channel pop up in the window on the side anymore? Why we can't do that? Why we can't have modern things since we paying modern bills? Since you charging us modern rates? What you gonna do with that little 89 cents, Cable Bahamas? What y'all gonna do with that? The little 39 cents, a little dollar 39. That's really what y'all... First of all, I would just like to say thank you for compensating. That's the first time ever in the history of my life that I heard about Cable Bahamas compensating people for a loss of service, even though your contract clearly says if you are without service for 3 days or more, you will be compensated. I've been trying to get a copy of that original contract so I could read that back to the customer service reps. But I can't even get it. You could imagine that, both the local internet service providers. You know what hoops you have to go through to get a copy of your original contract? That's something IRCA could focus on as well. IRCA needs to figure out how to incorporate consumer protection in the work that they do. IRCA need to get into the regulation of apartment rentals. I don't know if that fits. I mean, we do need regulations. We need them all over the place, and in particular there. How are you going to be renting people an apartment with no stove, man? How are you going to be renting people an apartment with a college dorm-sized refrigerator in it? Another text here. Somebody said, I got $1.59 back. And they smiling, they happy. I mean, or they laughing. They got $1.59 back. Another text says, tell that texter tetanus use. Ah. Yeah, I agree. That was a message saying, please stop hating on 52. It's not 52's fault that we are a little slow. It's not his fault at all. But it is my fault and the fault of other people, stakeholders in the media, that we have not taken the time to ensure that all of the voices, particularly the ones that we see are important, can be elevated and shared with the public so that they can digest it. Oh, another text to say, listen, they ain't into no regulation. If I spend my hard-earned money to build an apartment, I can rent my apartment for what I want. Listen, dear texter, I appreciate what you're saying. It's your money. You're right. And you maybe put in the hard work and sacrifice. Right? We don't know what you went through to build an apartment. Put in the hard work and sacrifice. Right? And I understand the desire to charge what you want for your apartments. But listen, housing, access to affordable, safe housing is a human right. Housing has to be regulated. It has to be regulated. Just has to. And then on top of it, we're a tourist economy. We're a tourist country. You can't have people coming in, inviting people into your country to live in better conditions than you know your citizens are living in, can live in. You cannot do that. Not without revolution looming. You cannot continue to invite rich foreigners to come in and access land that the average Bahamian can't even see. They can't even go put their toe on it. While Bahamians living in filth and sloth. And we could talk about Bahamians loving bad treatment, but we could also talk about the gentrification of Nassau Town and how the outdoor toilet situation is allowed to persist because greedy people just been waiting for the opportunity to multiply their money and lives. I can't say that word. Somebody said you can't cuss on the radio. You don't worry about the lives. They're just collateral damage in our capitalist dreams and aims. But that's why outdoor toilets persist in the inner city, in upper New Providence, Nassau Town. Listen, the Americans are my brothers and sisters. I got sisters and brothers, they're literally, they're family that are American. They're my brothers and sisters. But the relocation of the U.S. Embassy to Shirley Street and East Street to the former Anglican diocese property. That ain't nothing but the beginning or the continuation of some gentrification. And the oppression, the downpressing of your own people. And the Bahamians who have been sitting waiting for their opportunity to make the most money possible off of that land. How dare you do that to people in your own country? You cannot own this land without us existing. There's nothing that you do on your own. Not even making them money. But, you know, the consequences, that's on you. Anyway. Man, text, okay, I can't read that. I'm all out of time. I'm so glad I'm all out of time. But this text has said, listen, y'all cannot be renting these substandard, unhygienic, unsanitary properties for exorbitant prices. Even if the government repeal the Immovable Properties Act, even if every government could sing for their supper but never going to reinstate it. But y'all don't vote for me for prime minister, because I can reinstate it. Anyway, gotta go. It's been a great day. Guardian Radio AM is up next. A full day of wonderful, wonderful Guardian voices. Remember, fresh news, smart talk, all day. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.